Welcome, everyone, to the Reality of Health podcast. Today should be a lot of fun. I hope you find this very interesting. I know I do. Quick disclaimer, you're going to hear a completely different philosophy on the body than what you've probably heard your whole life. I hope this challenges you to look at yourself differently. From the very beginning of this podcast, I have said, the goal is to teach you the reality of your health, to help you feel better. Sometimes you have to break paradigms that you've been taught or sold to believe your whole life. This is definitely one of those episodes. We're going to get really deep. So if you like this kind of thing, I say listen on. If you don't like to get deep and you don't want your paradigm possibly broken, then follow me into a journey inside your body. This is going to be a longer episode. Is it going to get super detailed? No. Am I going to bring philosophies that you've never heard of, theories, and provable things all together to help you see that maybe what you've been taught isn't really what your body really is? And it's okay to disagree with me. I'm fine with that. No problem. I'm going to try and break it down as simply as I can. So yes, this is going to be one of the deeper episodes. In the future, I'll add episodes that aren't quite so deep, that are more everyday, instructional, educational, and enlightening. But this one is a whole new way of thinking about your body. I know that was a long opening, but I had to say it, so let's get into it. You need to see yourself differently than a whole bunch of cells that make up an organ or a tissue, and then those cells are all held in by skin, and that's what you are. You are more than that. So when you consume things like structured water, or when your body makes structured water, this is what you actually are. Within this crystalline water structure that makes up 70% of your body, there's proteins and stuff. They all work to make you as a whole body. Tissues are most likely based on just structured water. So when you interrupt that structured water, you can start to see or feel symptoms. If you remember from past episodes, I have spoken of the fourth phase of water, or structured water. Dr. Pollack brought this out years ago. It's a known thing, and it's real. Well, this structured water in your body can be imprinted with thoughts, and then you can freeze it just slightly. That's the gel stage, the structured water fourth phase. It will then make geometric shapes. So if you add good thoughts, you get good shapes. If you add negative thoughts, you actually get negative shapes. It's fascinating. The water is crystallizing based on the energy input by just a thought. It's totally measurable. It's totally proven. If you haven't heard my water episode or my blood pressure episode, then I highly recommend it. I teach you about how structured water works in the body. Now, what I'm about to say will cook your noodle. Ready? If your body is 70% water and water is clear, then what you're looking at is 30% solid, or all the other stuff besides the water that makes up you. Isn't that funny to think about? So when you look at somebody, you only see 30% of them. Fascinating, isn't it? Gives a new meaning to the invisible man. Maybe invisible man was only 30% invisible. So if you're 70% water, doesn't it make sense to take care of the water that's more than the 30%? That's called quantitative reasoning. Qualitative reasoning would be the 30% is less than the 70%, but it has more impact on the body. I say they're both equally as important. You don't feel the water, but you sure do feel the other 30%, don't you? The healthier you are, the more charge that you put in or work with in your body keeps your tissues in a homeostasis. This is health. I've asked many times in episodes, what is health? This is the epitome of health. You are a battery. The more charge you put in and you maintain that charge, the healthier you are, the better you feel, the longer you live, the better you can handle all things in your life. You see, ill health is when poisons, also known as toxins, lack of sleep, lack of light, stress, negative emotions, mental traumas, scars, surgeries, and any number of things that disrupt that charge in your body. So when you take things like supplements or herbs or any number of other substances into your body, these have charge. These charges affect areas of your body. That's how you know when you take vitamin D, for example, vitamin D affects all these symptoms that you've ever heard of by the type of charge it brings in. How does a crystal make a watch work? Because it has charge. Why do things taste the way they do? It's the charge. There is electricity in everything. When that electricity is imparted into your body, that is charge. So good food brings in good charge. Bad food brings in no charge. Or maybe the bad food can also bring in a negative charge. Okay, what I mean by that is inherently, you would want to classify that as a sick food. It's devoid of good charge. Or kind of think of it like this. If all the ingredients you put into making a casserole dish are good quality, life-giving charge ingredients, then you will have a healthy casserole. If you put in poison, toxin-filled, horribly grown, processed ingredients into a casserole, it will not be healthy at all. It may taste fine, but it's actually bad for you. Can you say hamburger helper or fast food?
I don't know why they call this stuff hamburger helper. It does just fine by itself, huh?
Let's get deeper, shall we? The most universal frequency of all things combined is 432 hertz. The Earth is considered to vibrate at 7.83 hertz, known as the Schumann resonance. Those frequencies protect and keep you alive. Even NASA adds Schumann resonance frequency devices in outer space vehicles. Why would they do that? Because it keeps the astronauts healthy. They're too far away from the Earth. They need these frequencies in the body, in the water, to keep them healthy. Do you ever notice how music or harmonies, maybe just vibrations, you know, weird sounds you hear in your environment that are irritating, or music that is beautiful to you, or whatever, right? All kinds of different vibrations and music and harmonies. Harmonies are amazing. When you play a flute, just one note, you only hear one note. But when you graph it, there are thousands of sounds in that one sound. It's amazing. But then just, you know, general noise. But all these sounds, vibrations, and music, general noise, can all affect how you feel. I know you've felt these before. It's because you are an antenna for all the EMF frequencies and energy around you. They will affect you. Think of that classic of dripping water. You can only take it so long, and then you're like, that's it. I have to stop this. Or when someone's learning to play an instrument, and you're just like, please stop, for all things holy. Please stop. Just give me a break. Did you know that between 19 and 100 hertz can actually cause people to feel fear? But guess what? Below about 30, most people can't hear it. So if you're hearing 19 hertz, it can create fear in you, and you didn't even know why you're fearful. Does your body hear it? Oh yeah, it completely hears it. You, as an antenna, pick up all frequencies, whether you hear them or you see them. This is called energy, and it's everywhere, all around you, all the time. You absolutely cannot escape it. No way at all whatsoever. The human body vibrates at 7.5 hertz. That's very close to the earth. When your body is picking up on vibrations, you can feel all kinds of feelings, like from 20 hertz all the way up to over 700 hertz. So think about it like this. On a scale, starting with 20 being the worst, going up to 700 being the best, you can feel feelings like this. All right, so think about it. We're starting at 20, the lowest, and then we're going up to over 700, the best. Starts off shame, then guilt, then apathy, then grief. Then we go up to fear. We go up to desire, anger, pride, courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace, enlightenment. You should listen to that list over again and see where those emotions are within the worst to best listing. Here's why you should. Peace and enlightenment are above joy and love. But desire is low on the list. Why? Because desire constantly makes you want more. You become materialistic. You have to have something. And if you don't have it, then you won't feel fulfilled. Or that you're missing out. And that, my friends, causes stress. Not referring to desire in the sense, meaning of, you know, desiring sexual love from somebody. Just that desire can be a negative. Eric, you always talk about the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and parasympathetic side. How does that enter into this?
This is the most glorious day of my life.
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, God, here you go again.
The nervous system is like the wires running throughout your body. They send out the charge to imprint in your crystalline structure from the brain. If you have a lack of charge, you're sitting in the sympathetic state. If you have plenty of charge, you're sitting in the parasympathetic state. That parasympathetic state is the side where you have love, joy, peace, enlightenment. You see? Lack of charge, that puts you in the sympathetic state. It's constantly trying to repair you and deal with imbalance. So the healthier you are, by receiving as much charge as you can get, keeps you in the parasympathetic state more than the sympathetic state. This is how you feel better all the time, with less symptoms of dis-ease. Your autonomic nervous system runs your crystalline structure. I always say, autonomic nervous system runs your body. This is how it does it. It takes in the information from the outside, which is the energy, then does whatever it needs to do with that energy inside your body. Here's a good example of how this works. We think adrenaline is what you feel when you get scared, like somebody jumped out and scared you. Do you think adrenaline comes out of the adrenal glands and gets sent through the body that fast? Nope. Your body sends electricity through the autonomic nervous system into all the water in your body in the blink of an eye. If I stuck an electrified wire quickly into water, does the charge go through the water almost instantly? or does it gradually fill the water? Electricity flows through your body so fast it can conduct your muscles to contract in an instant. That's why you jump when somebody scares you. Adrenaline doesn't work that fast. Now we can go even deeper. If you're still with me, maybe this will overcook your noodle. If you listened to the fascia episode I did quite a while ago, I spoke about how fascia holds your entire body together. It's everywhere. It goes everywhere. Your crystalline water structure is inside this, we'll call it matrix.
Free your mind.
Basically, the fascia holds all the water in your body. If you remember, I spoke about how fascia is mostly neural, meaning it's full of neurons, or maybe a better description would be nervous system tissue. So your neural network, or your nervous system, is constantly in contact with all of the water that is structured in your body. Let that sink in. I'll say it again. Your neural network of your immune system is constantly in contact with all of the water that is structured in your body. Wow, that's deep. How about this? We'll take it one step further. Your physiological body is your nervous system in contact with water that is structured, like a crystalline structure that is being touched by your entire nervous system at all times. This is why your emotions and traumas and negative feelings are so impactful on your body. Let's go even deeper again. Here's another way to look at it. Your soul is in you. What are you? You are a crystalline water structure being that is an antenna for everything around you. Your soul is inside this crystalline structure water being and is affected or infected by everything around you. This is what gives you your experience of being alive every day, all day. Your soul resides in the water. Who made the water? God did. Made it first. And then everything after that. Jesus said he is the water of life. Wow. Interesting to think about. Whether you believe in God or not doesn't negate the fact that you are a crystalline water structure being. You're being affected or infected by everything around you. Isn't that awesome? How can you not love life? Now, here's why this is important. You store these energies, frequencies, vibrations in your body, not just your brain. Your memory is larger than your brain. Your memory is your entire body. That's crazy to think about. You store emotions, stressors, things like positive feelings, traumas, and memories in the entire crystalline water structure that makes up you. I just get so worked up about this because it's fascinating and amazing and awesome. And I can't come up with words to describe how I feel about how incredible that is. Don't you? Can you feel in your mind, in your mind's eye, how utterly almost spiritual that is? You're not just a bunch of particles. You're not just a bunch of organs, random, with no purpose. You're more than that. You're a soul inside a structured crystalline water being. You can actually hold the traumas of life as memory in that water crystalline structure. Almost think of like your crystalline structure water attribute as like a hard drive in your computer. It stores it. It's there. Until you delete it, it's there. Could be a trauma from when you were young, or PTSD, or anything that comes in through your negative mind, your negative thoughts, and imprints itself in your body. I'm going to describe and tell you about how that shows up. Bear with me. But now you may say, how do you know that, Eric? Because when people have one of these things happen to them, they can manifest into a physical symptom or an acute condition or a chronic condition. Those conditions can also get healed once you fix that trauma or negative emotion or bad memory. Symptoms that you feel from being sick is your body trying to heal itself. It's trying to get back to a homeostasis. Homeostasis is everything. It's that balance point. When it's trying to get rid of, let's say, a negative emotion or a trauma, like an emotional trauma, and you start to see symptoms physically, that's your brain and body trying to expel it. And this is well documented. If you talk to people who are in the mental health field and they know that their patients have health conditions, when they clear up that mental situation, the health condition goes away. What? How? It's because of the water. You deleted on the hard drive that stored memory. Therefore, the body doesn't need to clean it out anymore. It doesn't need to expel it. It is not an antagonist. It is not hurting the body any longer. It is not interrupting the structured water, the homeostasis. It's over. It's gone. The mess has been cleared out. So let's talk about your thoughts in what's called waveform dynamics. This explains why when you think negative things, you can get a physical outcome. So here's how this works. When you think about something, that creates an electrical wave, like a, well, sounds like this maybe in your body. That thought runs through your body and creates that memory in your whole body. Can be anywhere. Can be stored everywhere or in an area. You just coded or imprinted on all that water in your body with just that single thought. You've now made that thought both physical in the water structure and mental as a memory. So when you say you're feeling sick,
oh God, I'm gonna get sick.
Oh God.
Oh Lord.
You literally just coded and inscripted or imprinted your crystalline water. Now the whole body got sick. Sometimes you get sick from those thoughts, sometimes you don't. Why? Well, maybe the thought wasn't strong enough to cause a reaction, or maybe there isn't anything your body really needs to get rid of. If you're really, really healthy, there's not much there to expel. Could be a reason why most people who are super happy rarely get sick.
It has nothing to do with it. It's a matter of recombinant ribonucleic acids unzipped by radioactive quinine peptide.
Now we're going to talk about inflammatory cytokines.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish. Gibberish of an insane person.
You've heard these recently, but this will give you a different perspective. So one possible reason people get sick from other people is they could have inflammatory cytokines, let's say, in their nose. And then they breathe on you, and you get an inflammatory compound, which then inflames your nose. Still no virus or bacteria, though. Just an inflammatory compound. Could almost liken that to all the cartoons when we were kids, and they would sniff pepper, and they'd sneeze. Right? Like that. But did they get sick? No. The pepper just made them sneeze. These inflammatory cytokines are released when the tissues become irritated. Obviously, then they bring mucus or water, or fluids of different kinds, and blood to the area. Why? To help with the cleaning up of the mess. One of the other ways you can catch a cold from someone else or something that you think is contagious is psychosomatic. Ooh, that's a big word. What the heck are you talking about, Eric? Psychosomatic? Well, if you've never heard this, this will explain it. You believe that you're going to get sick or someone told you you're going to get sick, then you start developing symptoms. Tons of trials have been done on this. They've proved that they can make people sick even though they never gave them anything. They told them that they gave them a flu virus or a bad bacteria or any number of scary things. When in actuality, all they gave them was a placebo. But they all came down with these symptoms associated with that contagion. Why? Well, their brain thought it was getting a contagion, so it responded with it. Their brain, their structured water, their memory system thought it was getting a contagion, so it responded with how it knows how to expel said sickness. Come on, Eric. Everyone knows that kids are the greatest threat to bringing something home for the entire family to then get sick. You mean to tell me they didn't catch anything? Oh no, I hear you. And then I will ask you, how is it hospitals for leprosy, the people that work there, don't get leprosy? How is it tuberculosis hospitals, the people that work there, don't get, you know what I'm going to say, tuberculosis? How is it when you see the doctor, because, you know, you have a cold, he doesn't get sick? I mean, he's seen so many other people who have the cold because it's going around, and yet he doesn't get sick. Why doesn't everyone in your state get sick? I mean, everyone interacts with everyone, right? How come only a small percentage get sick and not the whole family? I could go on and on. We'll cover in the future how people get sick when they're around other people and how those small percentage of people may have gotten sick. Maybe we'll do a big episode on that one, which would be about 2 minutes long because there's no such thing as contagion. All right, it's time to get positive. Enough of all that negative. Although I thought the biology aspect of your body is super interesting, let's get into how to make yourself better. How do you nourish your crystalline structure? Think about that. You're a crystalline structure made out of water. I don't know how to quantify that. What does that even look like? Is it clear jello? Probably. I mean, there's water in clear jello, yet it's solid. Isn't that what jello is? So here's some of the main ways to increase the charge of your body. That then makes you healthier by creating a good, positive, crystalline structure being. First one is sunlight. Charges the water through your skin. The skin is essentially a barrier. It's made of fat and proteins. That protects everything on the inside. But it's also the antenna for light or energy. Substances within your skin take in this energy and convert it into other substances that your body uses to maintain health, like vitamin D and others. So if you have a lack of these substances in your skin, then the energy can damage the skin. Or you won't create the new substances that create health. Things like fat-soluble vitamins from your food is one way to protect your skin and to be converted into new chemicals. The other way is to get rid of anything toxic to the skin. This is why skincare is so important. You need to stop using toxic skincare products. If you're wondering what those are, look at your ingredients in whatever skincare products you use. Go online, type it in, look it up, see the side effects. In the future, I will have a store where you can buy stuff that I have vetted, and skincare will be a large percentage of that. Not because skincare is such a vain thing that people spend billions of dollars on. It's not that. I want skincare that actually helps your skin because of what I just told you and for your future. The other way is through breathing. You need to start breathing through your nose as much as possible. Tons of science on this. It's absolutely irrefutable. You can also do breathing exercises. We will have an episode on breathing. I said this before. It's coming. Trust me, I'm working on it. You can also take more deep breaths all day. So when you're feeling stressed out, breathe more. Don't hold your breath, ever. If you realize you are, then do something about it. The only time you should hold your breath is during breathing exercises, because sometimes they want you to. If you're concentrating on something and you find yourself not breathing, you need to start breathing consciously, thinking about your breathing. You know what I mean? You realize you're not breathing? Start being conscious of the fact that you're not breathing and start breathing. Actually, let's do that right now. Take a deep breath in through your nose as deeply as you can. Hold it for just 2 seconds. One, two, breathe out through your mouth. Let's do that again. In through your nose. Hold. Release through your mouth. Didn't that feel good? You should do that all day. Whenever you're thinking about your breath. Maybe like if you're doing a task. Let's say you're coloring. Some people like to color. Coloring is extremely cathartic. Maybe you're sitting at the computer doing work and you realize, I haven't really breathed in like a half an hour. Sit back right now. Deep breaths. Relax. Breathing imparts charge from the oxygen that you breathe in. More on that in the breathing episode coming up. Good food. You need to eat healthy food. There's a massive debate on what's healthy food, right? But let's just make it easy. Eat the cleanest food you can. You know, food without toxins. Is that organic, Eric? Yeah, it's organic. But if it's not stated organic, but you know where the food is coming from, and that farmer grows it properly without toxins, you're fine. How about this? Grow your own food if you like to eat vegetables. It's hard to grow your own cows and pigs and chickens, but if you have that available to you, you know exactly how you raised those animals. The next one would be to incorporate structured water into your life. You can make your own. There's a lot of ways on how to do that. Look them up online. Tons of different ways to do it. You can also take whatever clean water you have, put it into, you know, glass jars like mason jars or other things, and then go put those out in the sun. The sun will actually charge the water. You could drink spring water. Has to be clean. You need to know the source of that spring water. Don't listen to their marketing. Find out exactly what they do with that water. Otherwise, they're lying to you. It's all marketing. They sold you. I say that all the time. Why? Because you're sold to believe, oh, this spring water came from this place. It's an untouched, pristine source. Nope, they're lying to you. Find out. After all, it's the water that you are putting into your crystalline water structured being. You see? It matters. You can also get like liquid minerals, add those to your water, make sure they're from a good source, like a clean product. Trace Minerals Research makes a really good liquid mineral drops. They have several different kinds. Don't need a lot. You're just adding a little bit. There's a lot of electricity in those things. Matter of fact, you can light a light bulb by adding some of those minerals to water and then putting wires in the water and attached to a light bulb, creating a circuit, it'll light the light bulb. That's called electricity. So if you don't believe there's not electricity in minerals or can be conducted through the water into your body and give you charge, go ahead. Do that experiment. You'll see. Matter of fact, you can just go online and look it up. You'll see people doing it all the time. It's not rocket science. This is basic stuff. You just have to get out of your own way. Quit listening to the people who are trying to make money off of you. The people who want you in fear. Fear creates stress. Stress makes you unhealthy. It destructures the water in your body. Quit listening to people who don't care about you. It's simple. I digress. You definitely, though, need to get very good sleep. If you don't get good sleep, it's pretty hard to be healthy. So what do you think the best thing to invest your money into would be? The cheapest thing you can do is get outside. Go for a walk. If you can get into the woods, that's even better. Anytime you're near structures like big rocks or mountains or lakes, rivers, or even the woods, the more you can be in and around trees, the better. That's my personal favorite, is to be near bodies of water or trees. How do you not feel better when you're at the ocean? How do you not feel better when you're walking on a trail through the woods? Hiking, for example. You just feel awesome. Which leads me to grounding. Super easy to take your shoes off, go outside, step on concrete or the grass or the dirt. Has to be a natural substance. Got to take your socks off. Got to get your feet a little dirty maybe. You could even lay on the grass or the dirt. Don't take a towel and go lay outside on the grass. Just lay on the grass. Oh, but Eric, there's bugs. There's barely any bugs, and they're not harmful. Now, if you live in an area where you have scorpions, if you lay in the dirt, that's a different story, or spiders or something that can hurt you. I'm talking about just general areas. There's nothing there that's going to hurt you. Get outside. Get in the grass. Get dirty. Get in your garden. Touch stuff. Why are you wearing gloves in your garden? Touch the plants. The plants know you're touching them. Touch the dirt. It's your dirt. It's your food you're eating from your dirt. Touch your dirt. Touch your plants. Touch everything that you're associated with that you're going to eat. Come in contact with your bare skin to the ground and everything around you. The earth gives off positive charge. Your body is an antenna that brings that charge into it. Get away from EMF fields as much as you can. Turn off the Wi-Fi router at night. You don't need Wi-Fi at night. Come on. Nobody does. Get away from your cell phone for a duration of time. Get away from electronic devices for a duration of time. Never, ever keep your phone near your bed or even in the bedroom. There's no place to have that thing in there. Need to disconnect from those EMF fields that are run wirelessly. Okay, wow, that was an intense episode. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I told you it was going to be wild. Hope it was enlightening. Isn't life amazing? You are more than particles. You are much more than just organs put together. You are a crystalline, structured water being. Thank you for listening. Now take your shoes off, go outside, sit in the sun, lay in the grass, drink some structured water, make some sun tea, turn off your cell phone, and enjoy your life. Take care of yourselves.